T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is Wednesday. It is time for the Midday Midlife. We do it every week here, and we wanted to talk a little bit today about what it's like to have aging parents. And there are a lot of people who are listening to the show who are going through that right now and have to make plans and, you know, look toward the future. To help us talk about that and learn more is a life care and elder law attorney, Paula Almgren, who is the author of the new book, Elder Care, The Rules, Navigating the Legal, Financial, Medical, Housing, and Care Maze. And Paula is with us now on KMOX. Good to have you today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So one of the bits of information here is that according to the AARP, there are 63 million people in the country, so about one in four adults that are acting as caregivers right now for a parent, could be a grandparent as well. And that number has gone up. Why has that number gone up so substantially in the last 10 years?
Well, I think it's a lot of it is because our population is aging. And I just think being a caregiver is something that impacts every person. I think you're lucky if you go through life without having to be a caregiver, but I think it's really hard to escape. You know, it's somebody needs care in the family or the circle of trust around the person. They have to get together and help them.
And I know that it's a progression a lot of times, not always. Sometimes, you know, a fall can be a traumatic event. But gosh, what are some of the steps along the way of realizing, hey, my mom or my dad needs a little bit of help, or maybe shouldn't be living alone? You know, that I feel like that's such a hard road to navigate.
I think it's different for everybody, but a lot of times when the kids live nearby, they will notice things. When the kids don't live nearby, it takes a little bit longer because people are intelligent, they're talking, they don't really see the deficits sometimes. But once they do, then I talk to the kids a lot too about like changing your mindset, right? Because once somebody starts needing care or a little bit of help here and a little bit of help there, then, you know, it's game on and it really doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. And so putting, like, I'm calling it a plan. And, you know, in writing Elder Care of the Rules, I realized, and I didn't even realize this ahead of time, even though I'm an elder law attorney and have been for some time, that care isn't just about the hands-on care. We have to look at the legal piece, the financial, the medical, the housing, and the real care. So looking at all of that and then trying to make a plan, or at least putting a plan in place, knowing that we're going to have to kind of zigzag as things change, is life-changing for the whole family, because they do have an idea. They have a roadmap, even though they know they're going to have, you know, probably a few detours.
Yeah. So what
stops.
Paula, what's the first thing that people should do? Because, you know, you're talking about noticing changes, noticing differences, and thinking, okay, maybe it's time to start to have a conversation. When you do notice those things, what is the first thing that a person should do?
So from my perspective, what I see is that families are just getting beat up out in the world. They're getting inaccurate, conflicting, confusing information, and they just don't know, like, which way to turn. So when they come in here, they're a little bit like they feel like they've been run over by a Mack truck and they don't really know what the next best steps are. So we, you know, we start out with, and I want to know the assets. I want to know the income. I'll look at their overall plan. And the first thing we'll talk about is you need to have this basic estate planning in place so that if you need someone to make your healthcare decisions or financial decisions now or down the road, you have these documents in place. So, like, for example, like the healthcare proxy, you know, you need to have that because if you can't make healthcare decisions, line up your people, number one, number two, number three, and then those people can step in your shoes and make your decisions for you regarding your healthcare. And it avoids getting the court involved in having a guardianship named over your body, you know, who makes these healthcare decisions. And then a HIPAA letter, this is a federal law, and it just says, you can share my protected healthcare information with my spouse, with my three kids and my sister, and you are not liable, doctor, hospital, ambulance, laboratory, you know, podiatrist, everybody. And so those are not decision makers, but those people have access to your healthcare information. And then under the financial piece, a durable power of attorney for asset management that avoids a conservatorship in the court generally. And that says, who can make my financial decisions if I cannot? Or I can, but my son is fighting the insurance company for me as my power of attorney because I don't want to deal with them, you know? So I think it's important to have those, like, basic key documents. In different states with the power of attorney, you have to have the power specifically stated. And so when you get into elder care kind of world, sometimes people move around assets. And so, like, if I have a spouse who's in a nursing home, I have to move that house to the spouse who's at home. So I need to have unlimited gifting in the power of attorney. I need to have self-dealing. And if I don't, I have to go to court to get an order to move the house out of husband and wife to just wife, let's say, if the husband couldn't sign. So really key, the words matter. The words in the document matter.
Paula Almgren, life care and elder law attorney, is with us on KMOX. And 3/4 of Americans, older Americans, those who are, you know, getting to the point where they are going to start to need care, they want to stay at home. You know, they don't want to go to a facility. And I can't imagine really anybody wants to do that. So if they want to be at home, what can the children do or whoever is in charge of taking care of them? What can they do? What needs to be in place in order for them to do that?
So most people do want to stay home. I want to say at some point, some people do need to move on to assisted living because they are not able to, you know, take care of themselves. So they're alone too much or they need food and they need to get their meds, you know. So, but most people want to stay home. So kind of the first thing that the family does is, okay, how do we, like, make this home somewhere that mom can be, right? So get the mailbox on the house. Why does she have to walk down to the end of the road or the end of the driveway in the winter, you know, for her mail? Have the garbage picked up in her garage so she doesn't have to drag garbage, you know, like these, the washer and dryer, like that is a real thing. People fall down the stairs, people fall up the stairs getting their laundry. So, you know, making the house, is there a first floor bedroom? Is there a first floor bathroom that this person can access if they ever needed care? A lot of people, even after a fall, they want to rehab at home. They don't want to go to skilled nursing for rehab. And so is that a possibility? Well, can they get into their house? Can they get out? Can they get into the bathroom? So, you know, looking at the home and, like, sort of getting it ready for the person if they ever need care. And then there's occupational therapists that people can hire that really advise them. Like, you know, they're going to say, get rid of those throw rugs. Yeah, those are a fall problem. And then also, when people start needing, like maybe they are unsteady or they have balance issues, you know, you could get a doctor's order and it's covered by Medicare to have like a physical therapy, you know, come in the house to help with balance issues, or you go to physical therapy. They'll come to your home if it takes a substantial effort, like to get to physical therapy. Otherwise, then you go. But when people start getting physical therapy, then they are getting more confident and that, you know, people furniture surf, and that's really not the best. Or someone had a fall and now they're really scared. And so they're not walking their normal way, you know. So getting that physical therapy really helps people, because if you want to stay home, you need to be able to walk generally.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and I know that's a huge deal, being able to stay home. It was experience close to me, an extended family member who was moved out of her home, and I really think it accelerated the end of her life, mm-hmm. because she was so traumatized by it. She was depressed.
Yes.
And, you know, because when you get older, your world gets smaller. And so those little mm-hmm. habits meant the world to her, and it's so upsetting. So if you do want to stay home, you talked about occupational therapists and getting help. Does mm-hmm. Medicaid or, you know, Medicare, any type of financial assistance help with that? Or does that only help with like a Medicaid bed at a nursing home?
So every state in the U.S. besides 10 have community-based Medicaid. So that can be a game changer for my clients here, you know, because they can get some help under the community-based Medicaid program for home care, health insurance, prescription coverage, short-term nursing home care, and that really helps people. So somebody had a fall, and they weren't admitted to the hospital for three overnights, so they didn't get that 100 days. But if they can bill community Medicaid for the first month, then at least it gives the family some time to say, okay, and they're not private paying at, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month, gives them time to get the person home. Or they come home and they get the PT, OT, speech therapy at home, because that's also a possibility.
Okay, so you mentioned the community-based Medicaid, and there are mm-hmm. 10 states that don't have it. Are Missouri and Illinois, do you know off the top of your head if they are included in that?
I believe both of them are. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
but it's available in both states?
I believe so. I don't know exactly, but I'm okay. Pretty sure they're the states that are listed. But with the community Medicaid, so every county has what they call like an elder services, right? So mm-hmm. that's kind of the first stop, because they send a caseworker out to your home and they kind of assess things, but they don't give you legal advice, right? Like, they're not going to say like, oh, you could move assets here and apply sooner. You know, they don't give that kind of advice. But they will say, here's some hours that we could give you towards care. Here's the Meals on Wheels that would help you. We could give you that personal emergency response system, you know, like a link to life kind of thing if you ever needed help. And so they'll offer some benefits. And they're once someone going on community Medicaid, depending on the state and the county, they have different options that they can offer people for additional care, because community Medicaid allows more care at the home. And then there's also VA benefits. So with the VA, if you have a wartime veteran, whether you're a veteran, a married veteran, or a surviving spouse of a wartime veteran, there's a benefit called pension with aid in attendance. And if you need help with, if you meet all the criteria, served one day, active duty, during official declaration of war, you don't have to have been in the war zone, you just have to have been activated during the official war period, and you need help with two activities of daily living, and your care costs exceed your income, then there's, you know, for a veteran, a non-married veteran, it's about $28,000 a year towards their shortfall of care costs. For a married veteran, $33,000 a year. And for the widow of a wartime veteran, $18,000. So it's big tax-free money. And that really helps people stretch out their care dollars. And like, just jumping back for a second, knowing the numbers, I started out with the spreadsheet, but knowing the numbers, how long are people's money going to last? When I can throw that VA benefit in, that really stretches out people's money. Somebody moves to assisted living, it's $5,000 a month, their income's two. Well, they have a $3,000 shortfall, they can get this VA money. Somebody's at home and yeah. they need care, they can get it at home too.
Lastly, before we say goodbye here, Paula, there are, and all of this is incredibly overwhelming, especially if you're, you know, going through it now. You notice, and you notice your parents or parents are having trouble, and you know you're not quite sure what to do. None of the resources. Are there places people can go? Some other programs that might be available they're not aware of, or where they should start.
So, I think meeting with an attorney that really knows the rules. I mean, this my book, The Elder Care, The Rules, I'm really talking about everything that's going to impact a family who needs care. It's a resource, but it's not like what happens in your state, what's available in your county. Because even, you know, county to county, the benefits are different in Massachusetts anyway. So I think, you know, in the back of my book, I have a ton of like resources, things that I share with my clients, like questions to ask assisted living, hospice, a home care, you know, a VNA. And I think it's kind of a scary time for people and it's overwhelming for families. And but you have to kind of dive in and face it and meet with somebody who really knows community-based care, VA benefits, estate planning, elder law, right? Because then in an hour, I can give people the whole story, you know, and the general rules and how it affects them. And then this family can make the best decisions for them.
Yes.
You know, it's not just general. So who knows all of that? And I mean, it's usually someone like who's in my position where I have a nurse on my staff. We do VA benefits, we do Medicaid, and we do the nurse. We have the nurse and the VA benefits because people want to stay home. I mean, that's just, it's a known fact, but it makes a difference for our clients.
The book is called Elder Care, The Rules, Navigating the Legal, Financial, Medical, Housing, and Care Maze, and you can get it at berkshirelawgroup.com. Paula Almgren, we really appreciate you visiting with us and talking this through because, like I said, it is really overwhelming for people.
Thank you. And I think just breaking it down little by little and then making a plan makes all the difference for these families.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.